At the end of May, the Federal Office of Indian Energy Policy and Programs announced that 4 Yukon Kuskokwim Delta villages were among the 19 American Indian tribes and Alaska Native villages receiving initial energy planning grants. Akichak, Atmalfluk, Quigilingok, and Aniak will receive around $130,000 each, with a cost share amount of around $15,000, although negotiations have yet to be finalized. Each village plans to, quote, establish baseline energy use in tribal community buildings to help to set energy efficiency improvement goals, as well as provide a benchmark for evaluating future efforts to reduce and stabilize energy costs.
It's exciting. I mean, you know, these projects, they'll impact people every day. You know, it's rewarding, and I think the benefits, especially to some of the rural communities in Alaska, are huge.
Lazana Pierce is with the Department of Energy, Office of Indian Energy, and has been working with tribes in energy for the past 18 years. Pierce says they've asked villages for supplemental data before finalizing negotiations.
We have environmental questionnaires that need to be completed. We do need to negotiate the scopes and the budget of that. It's not necessarily hiring and technical and engineers and all that. It's just additional information that was not included in the original application.
The plan is to finish agreements by September 30th, the end of the federal department's fiscal year, says Pierce. And at that point, the villages can proceed with their projects. As a possible next step, she points to what the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative and the Bethel Native Corporation have teamed up to do: apply for and receive a federal Indian Energy Policy grant for the energy-efficient hardware.
That particular project is the installation of a 900-kilowatt wind turbine.
That, Pierce says, will serve Bethel, Oscarville, and Napakiak.
And based on their proposal, you know, it will serve 6,600 rural Alaskans.
At an estimated savings of over $1 million a year. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.